This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior and capitalist evangelist. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. Reach you coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed gave me my chance. First chance on local radio. Fred gave me my first chance on national syndication. I appreciate you both. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. I'd love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can email me anytime. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Now, I'll tell you what. Because of technical difficulties, not on Newsmax TV today. So the third hour is just a radio hour. So I'd love to take your calls in the radio hour like the old days. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Take your calls in hour number three. I told you that I've always, my whole life, been a fan of vitamin C. I want to read you an interesting article about vitamin C. Chinese doctors study vitamin C for treating coronavirus infections. And this comes from Natural News. Researchers from China report they've successfully treated coronavirus patients with high doses of vitamin C. In a statement, the medical team from Xi'an Jintang University described that coronavirus COVID-19 patients who were suffering from severe pneumonia recovered after being given extremely high doses of vitamin C. The National Institute of Health recommends a daily intake of 90 milligrams and 75 milligrams of vitamin C for adult men and women. The team from Xi'an Chaotong University, on the other hand, recommends 5 to 100 milligrams of vitamin C per kilogram of body weight per day, injected intravenously, and up to 200 milligrams per day for severe and critically ill patients. The team recommends the administration of vitamin E to critically ill patients and those with severe pneumonia, or if the coronavirus patient is an infant who has developed a lung infection. Vitamin C should be given as soon as possible after the patient is admitted to hospital. They also mention how early applications of vitamin C could have a strong antioxidant effect on the virus, potentially reducing inflammatory responses and improving functions of the lungs. They believe numerous studies show how much vitamin C is needed to have a positive effect on patients. They also noted how their past experience with other patients shows that high doses of vitamin C, and they're talking about intravenous here, that's the key, can not only improve antiviral levels in critical patients, but also possibly prevent and treat acute respiratory distress and acute lung injury. Furthermore, the Shanghai Medical Association put out a statement expressing their findings on how to treat COVID-19 with the help of over 30 experts on the treatment of pneumonia caused by coronavirus, and with data gathered from over 300 patients, they recommend the administration of high doses of vitamin C even for light and ordinary COVID-19 patients or those who are asymptomatic or only experience mild symptoms. And it seems that the Chinese people understand this because Chinese e-commerce giant JD.com, they must be the Amazon of China, and other retailers are reporting a surge in demand for health-supporting products, including vitamin C tablets. Interesting. Interesting. See, in America, nobody tells you this. Nobody. vitamin C supports the immune system, but taking vitamin C might build up your immune system so you don't get it. If you do get it, more vitamin C might help. But really, they're not talking about tablets here or capsules here. They're talking about intravenous vitamin C in levels so big that only a doctor can administer it. In America, they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it, but you got to demand it. I would have my fiance Cindy go in the hospital room and say, you are putting intravenous high dose of vitamin C into Wayne Root. And if you don't do it, we're taking him to a different hospital and we're getting the hell out of here. We'll sue the hell out of you. Because I'm telling you, the stuff we know about in America is not good enough. They don't understand doctors about vitamin C. They don't get it. And it's cheap as could be. I'll bet you can get a huge dose of intravenous vitamin C for like $100. But if they give you a huge dose of chemotherapy for cancer, that'd be like, you know, a $20,000 bill to your insurance company. And then when you say, I want the $100 dose of vitamin C, they say, oh, you're a quack! You're a quack! Have them arrested! It's so ridiculous. America's got to get with it, man. See, there's the thing. I don't like China. I don't like the way the Chinese treated us. I can't stand them. But, man, they understand things like vitamin C and herbs. In America, doctors always poo-poo things like that. So at least I respect that their medicine is willing to bend. It isn't all about chemotherapy and drugs and radiation and operating. Maybe you could save someone's life with just a high dose of intravenous vitamin C. Great day on Wall Street. Stock rally explodes as Trump announces expansive coronavirus effort. The Dow is up 9.4%. Can you think about that? That means the entire stock market up 10% in a day. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. That's like, compare that to your house. Let's say you owned a $1 million house, and it went up $100,000 in a day. Can you imagine a house going up 10% in a day? Most people are glad if their house goes up 10% a year, or every 2 years. How about a day? The Dow was up 9.4%. Stocks surged as President Trump was announcing at the White House he would declare a national emergency over coronavirus, freeing up billions of federal dollars to address this fast-spreading virus. You know, I'm going to let you in on the scam, okay? If you weren't with me in hour number one, it's just a total scam, but it's the way it's got to be. Especially if you want to be reelected, President Trump. I said it in the first hour that you have to respond to something like this with such force and such ferocity, like a freaking SWAT team against one drug dealer, carrying automatic weapons, you know, against one drug dealer. You've got them kicking down the door, and then they all come in, and 20 SWAT guys arrest the one guy and hold him at gunpoint with automatic weapons. Why? Because you need the full force of a SWAT team, you know, to take somebody down and avoid casualties on your end. You got to really attack. And that's what Trump has to do here, because you're so damned if you don't. You're not damned if you do. You're only damned if you don't. If this turns out to really be 1 million people dead, and lots of smart people think it's going to be 1 million people dead, and lots of my smart friends in medicine think it's not going to be. And you heard Kip Herrich. He doesn't think it's going to be. You heard Megan Barrett. She doesn't think it's going to be. And you heard Wade Root. I don't think it'll be. But I'm the only guy who's kind of an asterisk. I don't think it'll be. I think this is hysteria. I think this is panic. I think this is ridiculous. But I encourage in every column President Trump to spend, because it's the only way to survive, or the mainstream media will destroy you. You are the president who didn't care about the people because you didn't want to spend trillions of dollars for something that's going to kill the same amount of people or less than the flu did 2 years ago. And Obama didn't spend those trillions on that. He spent his trillions on one thing, welfare, to bribe all his voters. He didn't spend anything on health. Matter of fact, he did nothing when the swine flu hit. He did nothing when Ebola hit. And the media didn't say a word. But with Trump, God forbid, you delay by 3 days. You know, massive action by 3 days. Oh, my God, the media will call you a Hitler, Nazi, murderer, worst person that ever lived. Destroy his name for history. So you got no choice. You got to do what you got to do. You got to spend like crazy. And you know what? You'll go down in history as a great president and you'll get reelected. Even though you're bankrupting the nation. You're adding to the bankruptcy of America. That's the scam. Basically, everybody, no matter what's coming, whether it's serious, whether it's not, whether it seems like it'll be serious, but it isn't eventually, it doesn't matter. It's always the same. If this reminds me of teachers' unions. Every single year, the sky is falling. If you don't spend $1 billion extra versus last year you gave us $5 billion in any state in America. Last year you gave us $5 billion and wasn't enough. The kids are failing. You've got to give us 10. 10? Are you crazy? Nope, got to give you 10. And then you give them 10. Next year they come back and say, kids are failing even worse. Got to give us another 10. That's what teachers' unions do every single year. Hysterical. They make you kids are failing. We need billions more. And then you come back a year later after you gave them $5 billion more. They go, the kids are failing. We need billions more. And this is how government works, and this is how the media works in concert with government. Any crisis, you never let an opportunity go to waste. That's what Rahm Emanuel said. That's what this is to these people. It's an opportunity to spend more government money. So Trump has got to spend this bankrupt now, spend literally trillions of dollars. This is going to wind up being trillions. You want to bet? It's going to take a trillion to save American business and the U.S. economy and small business and big business like airlines and Vegas, the gaming companies. It could be $1 trillion to save them. Oh, bail out Wall Street? You have to bail out Goldman Sachs and all of them. They're all going broke, and they all made the stock market crash. Crash. It was a combination, I think, of all these foreign countries that wanted to destroy Trump, and then all of Wall Street loves to go along with it, because if you can crash the market, you will make everyone hysterical. They will all call the president. They will all call their congressman, and they will scream, "Save Wall Street! Save it now! We're all going to die!" And then the president spends an extra $150 billion today, and tomorrow another $350 billion. And the day after, when it's not enough, it's $500 billion. The day after that, it's $1 trillion. And pretty soon a trillion here and a trillion there, and it's trillions. And then the market calms, then it's right back to where it was, and they had the extra trillions. And their kids are set for life, and their grandkids are set for life. And the rest of us are screwed because we owe the money back. I'm telling you, this is the way the system works. I believe this was the most massive, massive, massive overreaction in world history, and yet there was no other choice but to, what did I say, expect the best, prepare for the worst, spend billions preparing for it, do everything you have to do, President Trump, to make all the liberals and the liberal mainstream media and all the scaredy cats and all the hysteria causers, to make them all shut their mouths so you get reelected and then we have 4 more years of you. There's just no choice. You can't respond by saying, "I'm a miser, I will not spend this money," because I don't think there's any need to, and it'd be a waste. And if we did agree to spend the money, it'll be a swamp mess filled with all kinds of Democrat waste. You know, when they put an $8.6 billion bill together, half of it's waste that has nothing to do with coronavirus. But it had to be done. It had to be done. No choice. I know how to play the game now. I'm good at this. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the perfect product in the age of coronavirus, just to be certain, you got to build up your immune system. Alkaline structured silver. Formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen of My Doctor Suggest, has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. And with the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. And I don't know if it works against coronavirus. I know it's good against virus in general. I know a bunch of people had the flu around me, and I couldn't avoid them, and they were coughing and hacking and sneezing in my face for the last 2 weeks, and I didn't get a thing, and I was drinking My Doctor Suggests Silver Solution. I was chugging it like a wino in the back alley. I was just chugging it every minute. Every time a person sneezed on me, I drank more silver. And I didn't get anything. I didn't get it. I hope I'm immune now. I've got my immunity. And by the way, I've been sucking on the lozenges. I mean, my body is bathed in silver. Then at night, I swab it on my face. I'm telling you, this silver stuff, they're onto something. I am Wayne Silver Bullet Root. Hi-ho silver. Yippee-yippee-chaye. They have structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. And just say Wayne Root and you receive a 20% discount. Call 866-660-9868. Don't ever let it be said I don't do something for you. Just say the name Wayne Root and it's 20% off. How cool is that? Call 866-660-9868 toll-free or go to buydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT. Boy, if everyone within shouting this in my voice is not going to buy some My Doctor Suggests silver solution and some silver lozenges and some silver gel, you're out of your mind. You're out of your minds. You're crazy. Remember, hour number three, I'm going to take calls. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. You can always email me, WayneRoot at gmail.com. The market up dramatically today, 9.4% one day, almost 2,000 points, 1,900 and change. An amazing day. Amazing day. Up 1,981 points. S&P was up 9.2%. NASDAQ up 9.3%. Wow. Amazing. As Trump was speaking in the Rose Garden, declaring a national emergency and making $50 billion available for state and local governments. See what I mean? It all went up because they finally made Trump break and spend all the money in the world. The dam is broken. This is what Wall Street does to you. First, I think this was mostly short-selling by foreigners and mostly China. All the enemies of Trump got together and they said, let's destroy the market and destroy America. And then I think Wall Street said, hey, this is pretty good. Let's jump in ourselves. Because if we can make this market go down enough, it'll make President Trump scream uncle. And he will spend and spend, and there's nothing people on Wall Street like more than spend, 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 bail out, and spend all the money in the world and print all the money. And my God, Wall Street will fly. It did it for 8 years under Obama. And here's where I call BS. Is this going to be bad? I don't know. I think it probably is going to be bad for them. And I think probably next week, you know, in other words, the people who were hysterical and making you more hysterical, they have it much easier than someone who's going to say, oh, you shouldn't be hysterical. Because every day that 100 new people get coronavirus, every day that, you know, 100 new people die from coronavirus. But when you think about 60,000 people died in 2018 and during the entire flu season, which led into 19, 80,000 died. Or maybe came from 17 to 18, a total of 80,000 died during that year and a half period of the regular flu, influenza. I never thought about that. That's why they call flu influenza. Get it? I never even thought about that. It's just an influenza. That's why it's flu for short. I didn't know that. So they died from influenza, regular flu. 80,000 Americans. Nobody said a word. We didn't shut down all the sports leagues. You don't think there were people coughing and hacking and bringing the flu into the sports stadiums? And we all lived. But every time someone gets on the radio or TV and says, 100 more dead today in America, and you know that's going to happen. There's going to be hundreds dying each day. Okay, but when you add it all up, maybe it'll be 15,000, 20,000. It's still not as bad as it was in 2017-18, but they're going to say, see, we were right. It's a pandemic. People are dying. The hospitals are full. They'll have a cameraman at the emergency room. I remember when I lived in Malibu, California, and they would say, rain on the way, storm side, Channel 4 News, California, Los Angeles, storm side in Malibu. And they would have their cameraman aiming the camera at a puddle. And three drops are falling on the puddle. And that's how they would open the evening news in the Southland, Los Angeles. Because they wanted to tell you, rain's on the way, we're all going to die, we're all going to drown. But there isn't any rain yet, there's a little bit of drizzle. And there's one puddle on Pacific Coast Highway. So can you drive over there and aim the camera at the puddle and show the drops? And we'll tell everyone they've got to be scared to bejesus. Because rain's on the way, storm front. You don't think this is the same thing? I think it is. Here's an article, UK Daily Mail. 480,000 Americans expected to die. 4.8 million hospitalized. Where are you getting these numbers from?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the time is now to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus outbreak.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of very important, and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately.
Wall Street responding positively to the news, with the Dow soaring nearly 2,000 points, and Bill Gates is leaving the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to spend more time on philanthropy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. I think it's a great moment to mention Liberty Health Share because everybody needs some sort of great health care program in place. It's not health insurance, Liberty Health Share. It's better. It's a Christian health care sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year, including right now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year, and I've saved $72,000. How cool is that? Could you use an extra $72,000? When I had kidney stone surgery, the bill from the hospital alone was $27,000. They paid the entire bill. I'm sure they negotiated it down, but they paid the entire bill, and I never had to worry about it. And the doctor, surgeon, and anesthesiologist, I never got the bill. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. It's the way health care should be. Liberty Health Share, nonprofit ministry. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. We've got our guest here. And by the way, I want to mention one thing before I bring my guest on. Just President Trump waives interest on all student loans held by the federal government agencies until further notice. Good move. And then oil surges after Trump orders the Department of Energy to fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So there was a panic buying surge in the last 30 minutes of trading sparked by Trump's national emergency declaration. And oil soared higher after Trump said he asked the Energy Department to buy large quantities of oil and fill it right to the top. The reserve is currently 635 million barrels full. That means there is over 90 million barrels that will soon be purchased by the U.S. to fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So Trump did a great job today, as opposed to Joe Biden, his action plan. The number one thing in his action plan to stop coronavirus, Joe Biden, is to stop racism. I kid you not. Oh, don't be prejudiced against Asian Americans. It's not their fault. Don't call it the Asian flu. That's how he thinks you stop this coronavirus menace. Unbelievable. We've got our guest, Joel Griffiths, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, with us to talk about a sound policy response to the economic consequences of coronavirus. Joel, you're on with Wayne Allen Roots. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's hear about a sound policy response. By the way, I don't know if you happen to be listening probably a minute ago, but I was saying, or actually in the last segment, that was like 5 minutes ago, Joel, I was saying that we got this problem in America, that the minute, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. The minute there's a terrible crisis, the media hypes it and hypes it and hypes it till the world is ending. And this time they succeeded. They made us all believe the world is ending and all business has to be shut down in America. And then they know, and Wall Street knows, that in response to that, whoever the president is has no choice because everyone, even his wife's saying, you're not going to get sex unless you do this. Everybody's screaming, President Trump, we're going to hate you and you'll go down in history as a Nazi murderer if you don't spend $300 trillion and bankrupt the country in response to this to save everyone. That's what happens. That's what happens to every crisis, whether it's Trump, Obama, Bush, Carter, Clinton. It doesn't matter. Everyone in government's job is to make you spend more money. And then when the crisis goes away, that level of money spending is that much higher. Now the next crisis comes, you go higher yet. Isn't that kind of the way it all works?
Well, I think at any time that there's a crisis like this, you know, people expect and demand that the federal government rectify all of the problems. Now, but the fact is, with the coronavirus outbreak, we do see some economic problems because people, for one reason or the other, whether in many instances they're rightfully staying home, other times people are just out of caution staying home, and that's a shrink demand in the economy. People aren't going to restaurants, going to shopping centers. But I think more importantly with this is we have a supply problem, where in cross parts of Southeast Asia and China, the factories aren't running. Those are actually going to be getting back up and running in the coming months, but for now, there's a shortage of the supply. Unfortunately, a lot of what we've seen proposed, both from Democrats and Republicans, they actually amount to just a huge amount of federal spending that's not directed at the, number one, it's not directed at containing the virus, or helping people avoid contaminating others. And number two, it's not directed towards those who are actually impacted by this. So what we've been calling for is any relief needs to be targeted, it needs to be temporary, it needs to be transparent. Unfortunately, waiving student loans loan interest or waived the payroll tax, that doesn't meet any of those qualifications, and it is a little to actually address the underlying problem that we have right now, and that is...
So tell us what you guys would recommend. Tell us what you... This is Joel Griffiths, the Heritage Foundation. Tell us what you guys think is the appropriate response for President Trump.
So a few responses. Number one is doing what we've seen the administration doing. Unlike what happened in China early on, this administration and our government has been far more transparent. I think they've been proactive in trying to coordinate with state and local governments and with health centers to address this problem, and hopefully that will help us not experience what China experienced or Italy experienced. Number two, what we've been recommending is called an epidemic tax credit, which in areas in which the epidemic has been declared to be an emergency, it would allow employers to get a tax credit for 90% of the salary of employees that had to be let go, or people that couldn't work remotely but had to stay home out of caution, or because of that state of emergency. And that would allow aid to be directed directly at those that are impacted by this emergency. It would serve the health purpose of in those situations where the employee is sick or out of caution, they need to go ahead and shut the doors temporarily. It would go ahead and alleviate that problem, and it would be temporary. It wouldn't be some long-lasting new government program. This would be for a limited amount of time to a limited number of people, and be far less expensive than some of these other spending programs that now we see circulating around Washington.
Well, you do realize that I'm on your team. Just understand, I'm a big conservative. I was a Reagan conservative. I'm a Trump conservative. I was a Jack Kemp conservative. I love the Heritage Foundation. I was friends with Jim DeMint, who at one point was the head of your organization. I love Heritage. And I use your scorecard to tell me which senators are the good ones and aren't. So I'm on your team. But every once in a while, I might go a little bit off the reservation and sound a little bit liberal. Let me tell you where I sound liberal. I'm a businessman. I own several businesses. This is a disaster. I live in Vegas. The entire Vegas is out of business. Every casino is threatened with being out of business. There's going to have to be a massive national bailout, if that's the right word. There's going to have to be a fund that bails out Disneyland and Universal Studios and the entire Vegas, every gaming company, every giant 4,000-room hotelier. There's just no choice.
Well, that's what many are going to be clamoring for if we come down to it. But no, that is not the free market solution. It should not happen. That we should not be demanding that taxpayers do such a thing. We need to go ahead and actually give this time. Let's see how this actually is playing out. For now, some of these numbers are just starting to come in. But the bottom line is, when you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of Obama-style stimulus in the form of this payroll tax cut, that's going to have little impact on actual economic health longer term. This is not going to induce those that are avoiding commercial activity out of fear to revert to the normal lifestyles. And it's not going to have much impact at all on the supply of goods and services. And that's something I mentioned earlier. When you have an actual supply problem because you have factories that have been shut down, many across areas of the globe impacted by this. So what we need to focus on is containing the virus, making sure the response is appropriate, and then delivering targeted, temporary, transparent aid to those impacted.
Tell me what would be the proper Heritage response to all my friends. I must have 20 friends who own restaurants in Vegas, and every one of them is a very successful guy. They all drive nice cars. They've all made lots of money. They've got beautiful restaurants. They're all going out of business. They're going to die. They're all going to go out, and they're going to lose their cars. They're going to lose their homes. All their employees are going to get laid off. What are you going to do? What is Trump going to do to save all those restaurant owners? That's got to be one of the most important industries in America.
But that's a lot of assertions that have been made there, that all of these restaurants are going under, that they will go under. You got to remember, this is going to be there are going to be some temporary economic impacts, and they will be substantial for certain businesses. And that is why we have a system. We have a capitalist system that in those situations where a business is healthy and has a solid going concern, that they should be able to go ahead and obtain credit to keep them through, to help them through this time. And
do you guys have a problem with low interest loans? I mean, that's or no interest loans from the U.S. government? Because in other words, they're not giving the money. That's not a welfare payment. It's a low interest or no interest loan. You've got to pay every penny back. But if you're broke for the next 3 months and they give you $200,000 over the next 3 years, you can pay that back little by little. I think that's probably the way this is going to have to be handled.
Well, we need to keep in mind that some of the same arguments that I'm hearing right now were actually used during the Obama era when it came to bailing out General Motors, if you remember, and a lot of the banking sector. I think that a lot of us were very troubled about the precedent of that set and the meddling in our economy. And that's not something that we should be wanting to repeat now. You know, we have a structurally strong economy. We've had our economy made stronger because of the wonderful things that this administration has done and alongside Congress in lowering taxes, making our tax code more competitive. This is why we've seen a record long stretch in jobs and record high household income. So let's stay on that track.
All right, Joel Griffith, research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, flying the conservative flag. Wade Root's flying the entrepreneur's flag. We need money, man. We're in trouble here. For the next 3 months, the income's going to be zero. I mean, you got to save the economy. That's the only way to get your money back. You're going to get it back if everybody gets back to work 3 months from now. But the next 3 months are going to be a disaster. So I don't know. This is going to be very tough, let me tell you. They're going to spend. All right, Joel, research fellow Heritage Foundation, Joel Griffiths. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Wayne Allen Roots on USA Radio and my flagship station, KBAT 790 here in Las Vegas, flying the Vegas flag, flying the flag for every entrepreneur in America. I'm telling you, they cannot let entrepreneurs go under. They can't. And they can't let every employee in Vegas go under. Got to do something, and then you'll all get paid back in spades. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
If your credit card bill's gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my doctor suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allen Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT for 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All my friends and my fans know that I am the conservative warrior, and I've been a capitalist and a conservative my entire life. And even a little side note, as a libertarian as well, a little libertarian sideline for me. And yet, friends like my buddy Matt just sent me a text and said, man, that last guest was a wonk who has no clue about the real world. And that's it. You could tell. He just wanted the Heritage Foundation party line. Conservatism means never giving a penny to anyone. Otherwise, you're creating welfare addicts. No. The whole point of welfare is you're giving people money they're never going to give back. And they don't produce. They wind up being on welfare for life. But when successful entrepreneurs, when a bunch of Wayne Roots, not me, thousands of Wayne Roots just in Vegas, millions across the country, are going to go broke over the last 3 months and lose everything they've got because there's no business anymore. We're shutting down the country. You better give them all low interest loans or zero interest loans, and they will pay you back every penny. They'll have to personally sign them, or their business will have to pay it back, or you'd have to bankrupt the business. But you can't let every restaurant in Vegas go out of business. You can't let every single, you know, entrepreneur in the, across the country go out of business. You can't let all the oil men go out of business. You can't let Wall Street go out of business. So, you know, as much as I'm against welfare, it isn't welfare when you give it to a corporate guy. Because A, he's got to pay it back. And B, he's never taken welfare in his life. All he's ever done is paid into the system and paid taxes. And now we need a little help. That's not welfare. And when it's a loan, it sure isn't welfare. But they want to go with their little party line. I've been the biggest fan in the world all my life of the Heritage Foundation. That guy is a clueless 27-year-old, if I've ever heard one in my life. Policy wonk who knows nothing about the real world, exactly. Nothing about the real world, not a clue. If you asked him, here's what he'd say. Oh, then Vegas has to be let go. Let it go under. That's the free market. No, I'm sorry. There's billions of dollars made every year in Vegas, and billions billions of dollars in taxes paid in Vegas. And if you let Vegas go under, you'd lose those billions in taxes. But if you gave Vegas billions of dollars in grants and low-interest government loans so they could get back on their feet, all those employees would not be on welfare and food stamps and disability. They'd all continue to be paid salaries, and the companies would come to life, and in a few years they pay you back every penny and then some. That's smart business. That's not violating conservative philosophy through a conservative wonk organization.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
No, but I actually like it better when you play the Barry White music. Play the Barry White music. I want to talk about Gillum, the gubernatorial candidate in Florida. There you go. There you go. Andrew Gillum. I'm going to change this state. I will change this state. As soon as I get in the hotel room with the hookers. And the meth. The crystal meth. I like the crystal meth. I'm the glove gov. All right, enough. Okay, stop. Barry White's good. So, yeah, he's the love gov. Governor Gilliam. He thought he would, you know, become the governor of Florida, but thank God Ron DeSantis won. And they caught Gillum in a hotel room, I guess it was yesterday, with allegedly drunk with crystal meth with male hookers or male hooker. I think it was male hookers. I think it was three men in the room. God knows what they were doing, but they weren't worrying about coronavirus, obviously. They obviously had no concern with sharing spit. Oh, my God. These people are mentally ill. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them, man. I don't know. How could you go in a hotel room with male hookers in the world of coronavirus? In the very week where it's hitting America big, and you're sharing God knows what. Oh, my God. There's some people that are just sick. He wanted to be the governor of the great state of Florida. Wow. That's the end of his political career. Come on, every time he decides, from now on, every time he runs for office, he's going to think this is no big deal. And he's going to run for U.S. Senate, he's going to run for governor, after he was in a hotel room with crystal meth and male hookers. Allegedly. Yeah, he's going to be the mayor of Fire Island. That's going to be his next job. Phew. These guys are crazy. The arrogance. You know, the only difference between now and if he'd been elected is if he was elected, he'd be doing it with taxpayer money. He would have paid for that hotel room and the hookers with taxpayer money. That's the only difference. At least he's in the private sector now, so he's using his own money. Come on, baby. We want to use government money for the hookers. All right, we got it. We're done. Enough. Andrew Gillum. I'll never get that image out of my mind of this guy. Whew. All weekend. I'm talking about for the rest of my life. Every time I hear that guy's name, Andrew Gillum, I'm going to think of male hookers and crystal meth in a hotel room in the age of coronavirus. All right. Finest Known is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I think I'll save this ad for the next segment because you just can't do an ad after you've been talking about crystal meth and male hookers. You can't do an ad for gold because we were just involved with Radio Gold, but you can't now do an ad for gold. It's just too much. It's just got to erase that image from my mind first, and when I come back, I'll worry about Finest Known because Andrew Gillum, man, he was with the Finest Known male hookers ever. How to get Finest Known in there somehow. We got it together. I love my male hookers. Almost the governor of Florida. Oh, my God. Did you ever hear of coronavirus? Sharing spit with three other men in a hotel room just doesn't work in the age of coronavirus. Oh, my God. I thought hookers were out of business for about 3 months. At least for 3 months. Let alone male hookers.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.